Last time I shared with you an easy way to remember some of the most important Bible verses and lessons, all you had to do is remember the numbers 3 and 16. Now hopefully recall how by turning to the 3rd chapter and 16th verse of the books of the New Testament, that quickly would bring you to powerful teachings from God. If you missed that teaching, it's available to listen to on our website's audio page at issuesandideasradio.com. Well, guess what? Today I'm going to make reaching for many of God's most valuable truths and wisdom even easier. Check this out. For this to work, you'll have to use one of the many Bible apps that are available. And it doesn't matter which translation you use, this idea will work with all of them. Instead of having to remember 3 numbers, this study plan requires that you only remember 1 number, the number 7. See, 7 is an extremely important number in God's Word, as I'm about to share with you. So let's begin with the beginning and turn to Genesis chapter 2, verse 2. And on the 7th day, God ended his work which he had done, and he rested on the 7th day from all the work which he had done. This act by God, described in this verse, establishes the number 7 as the number representing completion in the gospel. This is why Jesus says this about forgiveness. He says this to Peter in Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 and 22. Then Peter came to him, meaning Jesus, and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to 7 times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to 7 times, but up to 70 times 7. This is Jesus not only teaching what it takes to complete forgiveness, but later in this chapter reminds Peter and us all what the consequences are if we withhold forgiveness from someone who does us wrong, like the servant in the parable Jesus in this chapter did. This warning from Jesus is in Matthew chapter 18, verse 35. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. Forgiveness isn't extended just to the person who does you wrong in order to release them from the charge. Forgiveness by you is also meant to release you from what was done wrong to you, get the weight off of you. I mean, why carry weight that another won't repent for? In Luke chapter 17, verses 3 and 4, Jesus gives this lesson with the inclusion of the number 7. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day returning to you saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. Number 7 teaches us how the power of God's word comes to completion. This is how it's described in Psalm chapter 12, verse 6. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times. Another lesson of completion involving the number 7 comes to us from the book of Joshua and the fall of the city of Jericho, which was a spiritual military barrier to the promised land because of all the nasty stuff that was taking place there. In the 5th chapter of Joshua, God tells Joshua that he has placed Jericho in his hands, so go bring it down. Problem. A rather sizable wall surrounded the city. God gives Joshua the plan in Joshua chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. You shall march around the city, all you men of war. You shall go all around the city once. This you shall do 6 days, and 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. But the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. God says that by doing things that way on the 7th day, the walls are going to come tumbling down. That gives us the lesson of why we are to always have faith and trust in what God tells us. It's only he who can make the possible happen from what sounds, if not impossible, incredible. The book of Revelation is without a doubt a book of completion, and that's why the number 7 plays a very important part in what's revealed both to John and us. John's writing of his vision of the Son of Man reveals the significance of the number 7 in what's to come. Reading here from Revelation chapter 1, verses 11 through 13. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, and what you see, write in a book and send it to the 7 churches, which are in Asia, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and having turned, I saw 7 golden lampstands, And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet, and girded about the chest with a golden band. And when we move up to verse 16, we read this, He had in his right hand seven stars, out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. And Jesus explains what this all means in verse 20. The mystery of the seven stars, which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands, which you saw, are the seven churches. Now, we can spend the entire teaching on the importance of the number seven just in Revelation. There's the scroll with the seven seals, the lamb with seven horns and seven eyes. That's in the fifth chapter, which is telling us about how Jesus is all-knowing. Seven plagues, which are foretold in chapter 16, which are lying ahead for the non-believers. 17th chapter of Revelation, which makes significant use of the number seven. You have the woman with the seven-headed beast. The region that she's in having seven mountains within Christianity. This has kind of created a pretty heavy-duty debate over whether these verses are revealing that Rome, or even the Vatican, are going to play a role in completion of God's will, but not on the winning side. Okay, one more. When Jesus decided to feed the multitudes who came to listen to him, how many loaves of bread did Jesus and his disciples have? Find that answer in Mark chapter 8, verse 5. He asked them, how many loaves do you have? And they said, seven. And how many baskets of leftovers did they wind up with? Answer to that is in Mark chapter 8, verse 8. So they ate and were filled, and they took up seven large baskets of leftover fragments. Now, while the number seven represented the completion of what needed to be done to feed the 4,000 people, Jesus also uses that miracle to give a warning for us to be awake for the easy spread of hypocrisy, false teaching, spiritual pride, which was being spread then by the Pharisees. He addresses this in Matthew chapter 16, verse 6, Luke chapter 12, verse 1, and elsewhere. Now, I will tell you that while it only takes remembering, in this case, one number, the number seven, to bring you to many of God's most vital lessons found in his word, there are some instances, many as a matter of fact, where the lessons might require some study by you to come to a full, better understanding that you need. That's why I created this idea, which requires you to use a Bible app. See, every Strong in God's Word Bible app has cross-reference cues you can click on and get to that better understanding and help you really grow in God's Word through the study so that you'll be prepared to live according to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and always be ready to give a defense to anyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear.